And how are you?
Good.
This is May the 6th. It is episode 132 of the Scary Dad Podcast. And we are joined today by our sometime
Ray.
New guest host, Juliet. You will remember her from the Eastern Rim Comic Con, where she was dressed as Ray and just nailed that costume. How are you doing today?
Good.
You ready to talk about some cool stuff? Well, we've got quite a few things to talk about. I don't know what the title of this one's going to be. I will figure it out at the end, and it will be titled whenever I post it. In the meantime, it is the time for...
First, the old business!
Okay. Did you know, Juliet, that on this date in 1527, Spanish and German forces sack Rome, effectively ending the Renaissance? Do you know what any of that means?
No.
Well, it's interesting to read about, but I won't bore you with the details. It's only an hour-long show. Have you ever heard of the Eiffel Tower?
The Eiffel Tower in Paris?
Yeah. On this date in 1889, the Eiffel Tower opened to the public at the World's Fair. So before that, there was no Eiffel Tower, or they built it, and then you could go up and look out. Pretty neat, huh?
Yeah.
On this date, it's the Eiffel Tower's birthday. Have you ever heard of Babe Ruth?
No idea.
No idea. He is a famous baseball player. He's perhaps the most famous baseball player ever, and he'll probably be the most famous baseball player ever.
But what if someone takes his place?
Well, if somebody, there's certainly going to be people that are more, that are famous as well, but they're always going to be compared to him. He was kind of the first major baseball celebrity.
Oh.
And on this date in 1915, Babe Ruth hit his first major league home run. Pretty neat, huh?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of the Hindenburg disaster?
Like in the I Survived books?
Maybe.
Because there's like books that are actually real. Like there's like a snowstorm one. There's I Survived This Gigantic Shark Volcano Eruption. Like a fair explosion.
Is this the one with the blimp?
No, but there's a lot of I Survived. Well, I think there's one with a blimp, but I don't know. Like,
well, back before airplanes became really popular, they weren't quite sure which direction that aviation was going to go.
What's aviation?
Air travel. Things that fly. So, they had airplanes and they had blimps. You're familiar with a blimp? It's like a big balloon that carries like a basket underneath it that holds the people. For whatever reason, those things used to be full of hydrogen.
What's hydrogen?
Hydrogen is a, like helium makes balloons fly.
Oh.
Hydrogen is similar, except it's very, very flammable. It catches on fire real easy. And on this date in 1937, the Hindenburg was a big German blimp, and it caught on fire, and 34 people got killed right outside of New Jersey. And you'll see pictures of it now that I've mentioned it. There's these old black and white pictures of this blimp, and like the front end of it, you can tell what it is, and the back end of it's just nothing but fire. It's pretty crazy.
Oh, like in DuckTales, how there's the blimp one, and like Glomgold tries to set the blimp on fire so he can get all the money that he...
Probably so. That was inspired by that story, I'm sure. Okay, ready for birthdays?
I guess.
Do you know who Sigmund Freud is?
No idea.
No idea. You'll learn about him whenever you grow up. Sigmund Freud was a psychiatrist or psychologist.
What's that?
He studied personality, and he studied...
What do you mean personality? Like he got into people's bodies and...
No, he talked to you and tried to figure out why you were the way that you were.
Oh, psychology. Like how? So like how I'm bossy, like it's a personality in me?
There's a personality trait, and then that personality trait might be caused by certain things in your past. Maybe the way you were raised, maybe your diet, maybe just the things that you like, but he studied these things.
Or, like, the way your friends act, and then they teach you how to be like it, and you can't control it anymore.
Mm-hmm. So, happy birthday to Sigmund Freud. Have you ever heard of Orson Welles?
No, but I've heard of the name Orson.
Okay. Orson Welles was a pretty famous guy. He was a radio personality back in the day. And he was an actor and a producer and pretty famous. Orson Welles did a radio play called War of the Worlds. Have you ever heard of that?
No, but I've heard of War and Worlds.
Okay, well...
Because we live in the world, and I've heard of war because that's where a lot of people can die.
Yep. War of the Worlds was a radio play, but they played it out like it was real. And in War of the Worlds, Martians come down and they start invading Earth and killing people. The radio played it, and people didn't realize that it was just a show. They thought it was real, and they flipped out. And
they actually thought people were coming to kill people?
They actually thought Martians were coming.
What are Martians anyways?
People from Mars.
Oh, like the Martian in Looney Tunes, the one that wants to try to blow up the world.
Exactly. And on this date in 1955, you know who Tom Bergeron is?
I've heard of the name Tom, but I've never heard of the word Bergeron.
Remember the guy that was on America's Funniest Home Videos before?
Oh, yeah.
That's him.
I think he was better than the guy right now.
I think you're just more used to him because he was on for so long.
I still kind of think he was a little better because there were more funnier things than now. Like... Now there's more people getting hurt and they think it's funny.
Haven't watched it in a while. I'll have to check it out. And on this date, this is now notable deaths. On this date, somebody died. You know who somebody died on this date?
Him.
No, he was born on this. This is his birthday. L. Frank Baum.
Who's L. Frank Baum?
He's the guy who wrote all of the Oz books. The Wizard of Oz and...
Oh.
All of that. But that's it for old business. We're going to take a break and come back and talk about new business. Cool?
Cool.
All right.
It lives 50 feet beneath the streets. It weighs over 2,000 pounds. It's killed 5 people already. And it's about to break out. Alligator, rated R.
Starts Friday at theaters and drive-ins throughout Sacramento, Stockton, and Modesto.
New business is new business, and this is new business.
All right. We are back from our break. So.
Ow.
Normally, Scott does the new business, and he usually prepares a pretty good segment, but he's not here, so I just... Have you seen any... What's coming up that you really want to see? What's a good scary movie that you want to see either in the theater or on Netflix? It doesn't even have to be scary, but what's something cool?
There is a lot of them. There's the new Star Wars, Toy Story 4, Frozen 2, Let's see.
The new Wonder Woman doesn't come out until 2020, but that looks pretty cool.
What new Wonder Woman?
The new Wonder Woman movie that's coming up.
What Wonder Woman movie that's coming out?
Have you seen Shazam yet?
No.
Have you seen Avengers yet?
No.
I have. It's awesome. You should see it.
You see, wait, have you seen Shazam?
I haven't seen Shazam. I've seen Avengers.
I really want to see Shazam, too.
There was a
and Aquaman.
Yeah, that's coming out on DVD pretty soon.
Yeah, but it's too scary. There's too many monsters, is what my mom said.
Yep. So, they showed this cool trailer for a movie that it's called Crawl. And it looks like it's full of just crazy people-eating alligators. I love it when alligators and sharks eat people. So then...
And I also really want to see, the movie like Jaws, just instead of a great white shark, it's a megalodon.
Oh, the Meg?
Yeah. I really want to see that. But it would be way off my age.
At the end of this month, the Swamp Thing is coming out on the DC Universe channel. It looks pretty scary and cool. And on Shudder, the Creepshow modernization is coming out pretty soon.
I also want to see the Justice League movie, like, with Aquaman and Wonder Woman and Superman. And I also want to see Superman versus Batman and the Wonder Woman, Batman, Superman movie. Because a lot of the DC PG-13 movies really look cool just by watching the previews. It makes you just go like, ooh, I actually have to see this.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff out there right now that we want to see. Let's see. Well, I had to miss Texas Frightmare Weekend.
What's that?
You know how like I do my show in the fall? At Halloween, my Halloween show with all of the scary stuff. Mm-hmm. Imagine if it was like 8 times as big. There's big old monsters and there's people in costumes and it's so much fun, but it's up in Dallas. And they had to have their show at the same time as we have our anniversary. So your mom let me go the last 2 years in a row. I couldn't go this year. But as you get bigger, it's something that you might want to do too. Okay, but coming up next week, this week, coming up Friday, we have got Comic-Palooza.
What do you mean, Comic-Palooza?
It's the big Comic-Con. And I will be there on Friday.
Like it's bigger and it's more like where there's 1,100 more tables.
Uh-huh. And so I'll be at Comic-Palooza Friday, May 10th. I will be there all day.
Can I go?
You can catch the Scary Dad crew from 1 to 1:45 at doing a table podcast down on the floor. And then from 2 to 3, I'm going to be upstairs with Lisa Vasquez and the usual suspects. And we're going to be doing a panel on the evolution of horror. And that will be in room 370E upstairs in the panel rooms. So what it means is I got to get there. I got to get unpacked. I got to lay out a cool podcast. And then I got to pack it up and run upstairs real quick and do the other. So I'm going to be pretty busy. We'll talk to your mom. But you got school that day. Friday's a school day. You're almost out of school. And then we can start coming with me to places.
Yeah, but it's just one day.
You do that enough times, and it's all of the days. But that is it for new business. We're going to take another break, and we will be back in a few minutes.
Bye!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Friday the 13th. You may only see it once, but that will be enough. Friday the 13th, rated R.
And we are back.
All over again.
So tell me about some of the stuff you've been reading lately. You've gotten quite the library of crazy stuff.
of mysteries, you mean.
Well, what did we just watch?
Spiderwick.
And what was that about?
Monsters. Because there was, like, this cool, like, there was this guy that was an ogre named Margoof, and he was, like, a killer. And all he was working for was just because he wanted to take over the world and kill it. And I also just watched, like,
So you just watched the movie. Was it, like, the first of the books, or was it, like, all of the books?
Parts in book one, skipped parts in book two.
That kind of covered the whole series?
Skipped parts in book three. Barely, not even one part of book four showed. And then it went wrong in book five because the fight ended up in the house and it was supposed to end up in the junkyard.
So are you finding that reading the books versus watching the movies, that the books are better?
Yeah.
In general?
Yeah. And I also recently, like a few months ago, I watched Harry Potter 3, a few other months ago, Harry Potter 2, and last Thanksgiving, I watched Harry Potter 1. And I really did not like movie 3 as much because it skipped like 2,000 parts in it, and you barely understood the movie.
Mm-hmm. Like, the movie makes sense if you didn't read the books, but if you did read the books, it's like a very, very... It's just touching on little spots. It doesn't hardly even go into the detail.
Because the books have more detail because the movies can't fit all of that detail in because sometimes the details are too hard to make, like, if you need to make 1,000 robots, like, in Harry Potter 3, Buckbeak, there was, like, 10 other hippogriffs, but they only made that, and so they need, so it was, the reason why there was only one was because, like, I bet the robots were just hard to make.
Was it the Buckbeak a robot?
Yeah.
The making of? He was a robot?
Yeah. I read it in my Harry Potter magazine.
Right on. So what books or movies have you read where the movie was better than the book?
Harry Potter.
The first one?
Yeah, because it barely skipped parts and it was cool to watch because there wasn't as much pictures as it was hard to imagine what was happening in the book sometimes. Because sometimes you can't really put it out in your brain.
Also, I think part one, instead of you reading it, Mom read it to you.
Yeah.
So she was telling you the story, so you were still developing your...
Yeah, I was in kindergarten whenever she started reading that to me.
And why can't you read the fourth one right now?
Things keep happening and why can't I just wait until I can watch the movie until the summer? I can still read it, just I would need to wait longer to watch them is all.
You know why you can't watch you can't read part 4 yet?
Why?
There's two reasons. The first reason is that you're this close to done with school. And you're just like your mom, that whenever you have a book you want to read, you don't do or see or think about or listen to anything else. So she doesn't want you to get involved in that one because that one's really good and it'll take all of your attention and you need to finish your last couple of weeks of school.
I also might need to wait until a horse. I might not be paying attention to the teacher. And then I'll get kicked in the face by a horse.
You do not want to get kicked in the face by a horse.
Because I'll have my attention on the book and not a horse that can kick me in the face.
Yeah, don't get kicked in the face by any horses. The second reason you can't read it is because the first Harry Potter book was written for a kid about a little older than you.
10.
And then they came out every year or so. So if you started reading them when you were 10, then you finished reading them when you were 17 or 18.
No, it's for 11-year-olds.
And then You started reading them whenever you were 8, and you've already read 3 of them.
No, I started reading them whenever I was 6, because I was in kindergarten.
Well, I'm talking about like you reading the second. Wait, was I 6 in kindergarten? You reading the second and third book, you did that when you were 8. You tore through 2 of them, and you want to go through the next one, and you're supposed to be like 13 when you read that.
14. I should be 14 to read it.
But there's lots and lots of good stuff out there. Have you ever read the Graveyard book?
No.
That might be one that I'll let you read pretty soon. It's really good. It's about a little boy who lives in the graveyard, and he's raised by ghosts. Pretty neat.
Yeah. And my dad has, like, these Friday the 13th, action figures, and just looking at them makes me actually want to watch the movie, but it's way off my level.
That is way off your level. You can't watch those for a while.
I know, but it just, it gets, like, whenever I see things that, like, go, like, Gremlins, just, like, seeing, like, an action figure makes me want to watch it, but then they'll turn into, like, little monsters, and then it's not that appropriate. and then Friday the 13th, he's a regular boy, but then he falls into a lake, his mom starts killing everybody, and then he comes up as a weird zombie.
Mm-hmm.
Killing everybody.
He kills everybody, too. He's really good at it.
And people keep killing him, but it's like he's dust, like it goes through him. He's dead for a second. I'm back alive, ready to kill you more.
Yep. He doesn't give up. The only way you'd probably stop Jason is like if you trapped him in like a big glass jar. Then he couldn't get out.
But weapons?
But then the thing is, some idiot would come and let him out. That's the problem.
No, and he also has the weapons, like, the thing that people go gold mining with. Like, he could be gold mining through glass.
He'll get out of there eventually.
Yeah. Even if some guy comes to let him out. Because they're too dumb enough to not think about it.
So, have you ever read Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark?
No, but in shows, it's fun to watch them tell, like, scary stories, like, around the campfire.
There's a lot of stuff you haven't read yet. You're getting towards the age. So, tell me about that megalodon tooth over there. Megalodon.
Tooth.
Megalodon.
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 So it was his, it was, I wanted to get this, shark tooth that belongs to a shark. How many years ago was it?
Millions.
Like millions of years ago. And it's called the Megalodon. So like, whenever I heard of it, I knew my mom bought, what kind of shark is that?
That's a relative of the shark, but I'm not exactly sure what it's called.
I think it was a tiger shark tooth, and, we saw it at a Renaissance festival, and this lady had a gigantic megalodon tooth, like, as big as my dad's hand. And I really wanted to buy it, but it was like $300, and I had less money. So like I couldn't get it, and I wasn't that happy because I knew my dad, you would actually be like, who spent like $1,000 on this, because this is really cool. I didn't actually know that you would actually afford like $1,000 shark tooth just for me.
Yeah. Well, it was very sweet of you to save up your money like that, but I wasn't going to let you spend all of that money on a present. That was just, that was cute.
That was like that big and that wide.
That was super cool.
But at least there was this person at his show, and there was like a tooth from like a megalodon tooth that looks like it belonged to a baby. Because a megalodon, it's like 2 inches long, and
you gotta think that shark, that tooth belongs to a baby, and it's bigger than a great white shark tooth now.
Wait,
like,
what?
like an average size great white shark, that's about what size their teeth are.
What?
And then that's a baby shark's tooth right there.
Well, it actually kind of makes sense because the megalodons, this, like, this couch in my dad's office is as big, almost, like, it feels like the size of a baby megalodon, so it does make sense, too.
Yeah. So, you got any plans for the summer? You already said you're planning to not get kicked in the face at horse camp. What else is going on?
I'm starting swim team.
Mm-hmm. So you can swim away from megalodons?
There's no such thing. Well, there might be, but there would definitely be no such thing because they like to spend their time in warm, shallow waters. Isn't that weird? Because they're gigantic 60-foot sharks. How can they survive in shallow waters?
Well, shallow's relative. It's like they like to swim close to shore because that's where they'd catch their bigger prey.
Because there would be a whole lot of mammoths, Tyrannosaurus Rex, more dinosaurs. But since its favorite meal was whales. I bet they would just go out into the deep end for like a second to catch a whale and then go right back. But there was just this gigantic whale as big as it that they would fight over food. So,
pretty neat, huh?
Yeah. The reason why megalodons went extinct was because after the cold ice age came along, he couldn't survive because it only liked warm, shallow waters, not cold, shallow waters.
Do you think they died out because of the temperature or because of food?
Temperature and food.
Kind of both.
Because food would be frozen at the bottom, well, be hanging out at the bottom because that's the place that they could stay warm easier. And, the megalodon couldn't survive down there because the knowledge said it only stayed in shallow waters. So I think that's why it didn't survive through that.
Takes a lot of energy to be a 60-foot long shark, huh?
Yes, especially because it needs like 1,000 loaves of meat a day.
It's a lot of food. Well, I think it's time to move on. Your mom wants to do some gardening to do and lots of stuff going on today. So we're going to go ahead and put a fork in episode 132. And thank you for being my co-host today.
Welcome.
And we will see you guys on Friday. Come out to Comic Palooza. I'll be on the floor, like I said, from 1 to a little bit before 2, and then I'll be upstairs from 2 to 3. And then, other than that, I'll be walking around getting autographs and just enjoying the show. So come say
hello. Bye!
And we'll see you next time. We'll be right back.